You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. We're now joined by Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Here in Kansas City, it's going to get cold and snow today. I'm wondering if this is going to transfer across the whole of the Corn Belt or not.
It will move across the southern half of the Corn Belt, but it's a relatively minor system, so we are not looking for any large impacts from this event. It will basically be more of a nuisance than anything to anybody who is still planting wheat or harvesting corn and soybeans. Once we move beyond the next 24 hours, though, it does dry out a lot. There's no major rain or snow events on the horizon for the following 10 days after that, so it looks pretty dry here for a while. As you noted, it will be fairly cold for about a week, but we do start to warm back up toward normal levels once we get into Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
And what do you see for crop harvesting conditions as producers try to make that last push?
No big problems. It'll be dry for a while, and it will be a bit cold here over the next week. But again, once we get beyond the coldness, it does warm up, so temperatures more toward normal for this time of the year, with highs in the 40s and 50s, maybe even a few 60s out in the plains, and no rain and no snow. So it's looking pretty ideal once we get beyond the next 24 or 30 hours or so.
And in South America, what do weather conditions look like there?
Well, it's the opposite there. Quite a bit of rain is going to fall in Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay over the next 10 to 14 days. The rain event that begins tomorrow night and ends on Monday is going to wipe out all of the dryness and drought concerns that we have for Argentina. Anywhere from 1.5 to 3.5 inches of rain is on the way, and that's a lot of rain for November, probably about half of their normal for the entire month, maybe even closer to 75% of normal. So we had that large drought that developed last December, January, and February, has essentially continued on and off for much of this year, but it has been waning over the last few weeks and few months, and is going to finally get its killing blow here, it looks like, this weekend with all this rain coming up.
And from South America, a move to the Eastern European Union, because they've been dry. We've been worried about that. Does it remain that way?
Well, it's going to stay that way for a while. There's a large area of upper-level high pressure across the Eastern EU, Ukraine, and Russia that encompasses much of the winter wheat production region. And because of that, it's going to stay pretty dry and pretty mild for another 10 to 14 days. They're already under an agricultural drought due to a lack of rain over the last 90 days across much of each of those regions. And that's going to continue through the month of November. None of this is going to become a large issue unless it doesn't rain much over the next 4, 5, 6 months. That would create a 1988 type situation where it was dry in the fall, dry in the winter, dry in the spring, and then all of a sudden you have a major drought. Again, it's going to take a lot to get to that point, but the first piece of that puzzle is in place.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you next week.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.